One critic calls it a dirt unit, but the Prime Minister is today defending what she calls reasonable scrutiny of opposition politicians. The criticism comes not from the Coalition, but from a Labor source who told ABC Radio's AM program this morning that one of Julia Gillard's senior strategists is instructing ministerial staff to gather sensitive political information on shadow ministers. Tony Abbott has now seized on the issue and is describing the government as seriously ethically challenged. But the Prime Minister is defending taxpayer-funded information gathering on Labor's political opponents, saying it's a reasonable and legitimate part of the political process to scrutinise opposition frontbenchers. In Canberra, Alexandra Kirk reports.
There's some disquiet in government ranks amongst those who feel politics has got too personal and dirty. That reached a crescendo in Parliament last month with the opposition in full attack mode against former Labor MP turned independent Craig Thompson, culminating in his plea that enough was enough. Controversial Speaker Peter Slipper has copped a shellacking too, particularly since facing allegations of rorting and sexual harassment. That prompted Senior Minister Anthony Albanese to express concern about the tenor of Parliament and the level of personal attacks. The Prime Minister too accused the opposition of mounting vicious and personal attacks. Labor sources say a few weeks ago, Julia Gillard's Director of Strategy, Nick Rees, distributed an 11-point list on what information ministers' offices should gather on their coalition opponents, along with a two-page spreadsheet on where to get the information.
Well, I think in the AM story there's reference to one document that I haven't seen.
The Prime Minister was speaking to Steve Austin on ABC Radio in Brisbane this morning.
But I'm indicating to you that I think, scrutiny of things like opposition members buying shares in coal mining companies at the same time that they're running around telling people that coal mining will end in this country, that's a piece of information people are entitled to have.
So you are aware of it and you fully support it?
No, I've just said to you, one document was referred to on AM. I haven't seen that document, but I am talking more broadly about transparency and scrutiny in politics and how it's relevant to political debates.
So you won't ring Mr. Rees and say, mate, stop doing this. It's not a good look to be digging up dirt on our opponents.
Well, I'm not going to accept your characterisation. The AM program referred to one document, and I've just given you the answer about the document, and also explained that, scrutiny of the worth of claims about our economy can be a very legitimate thing.
But it's not that sort of information gathering that's concerned some in her government. Firstly, they don't think it's appropriate to ask ministerial staff to trawl on a much wider front, such as coalition frontbenchers' quote, younger days, articles in student newspapers, past and present litigation, and social media activity. One government member describes Mr. Rees's office as a dirt unit, saying the strategy of, quote, looking for shit should not be associated in any way with the Prime Minister's office. And others pointed out that sort of digging should be done by the Labor Party, not anyone in the government. All governments collect information on their opponents, but it's the involvement of the Prime Minister's office that's causing the most angst.
Look, this is a seriously ethically challenged government.
Tony Abbott says he's not surprised.
And I think it is typical of this government that a dirt unit should be operating not somewhere in the bowels of Labor Party headquarters, but in the office of the Prime Minister herself, operating in her office, under her nose, no doubt with her express and enthusiastic participation. Now, we know that this government plays very hard and aggressive politics, and I think we're going to see the same kind of grubby tactics from the Federal Labor Party that we saw from the Queensland Labor Party in the run-up to the recent election there.
Nick Rees has tendered his resignation. He'll leave next month to take up a job in academia. Liberal backbencher Jamie Briggs, who chairs the Coalition's Scrutiny of Government Waste Committee, is pursuing what he claims is an inappropriate information-gathering activity by the Immigration Department, tracking a letter he wrote to the local paper.
Well, the letter to the local paper was in response to a criticism from a local Greens activist. It had nothing to do with the policy. It made no new point that I hadn't made before, which is that we will shut it down because we have a different way of dealing with the boat situation. You have to wonder, why are they collecting this information? What is the purpose of this information other than, in effect, spying on political opponents of the government? Now, that is a complete inappropriate use of public resources. Public servants should never be used for political purposes. And, you know, with the revelations on the AM program in relation to the ministers being sent out to dig up dirt on Liberal members of Parliament, this is becoming very concerning.
But you worked for the previous government, the Howard government, and the Howard government did collect information on ministers and backbenchers. So how is this any different?
Well, look, there's been allegations of dirt units in the past, but I think in the past what has happened was that information was kept to fight the battle of ideas, which of course is what our parliament is for. And that is appropriate. People should be held to account for their for what they say in relation to policy issues. But when it starts to dig in relation to specific individuals and their backgrounds and personal information, that is very questionable behaviour. And it's very questionable when the apolitical public service is being used to try and further political advantage for one party over another.
That's Federal Liberal backbencher Jamie Briggs ending that report by Alexandra Kirk in Canberra.